The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World. By Dalai Lama. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World is an inspiring and thought-provoking book written by the Dalai Lama, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and Douglas Abrams. The authors explore the concept of joy and how it can be found even in difficult times. They discuss 8 pillars that are essential for cultivating joy: perspective, humility, humor, acceptance, forgiveness, gratitude, compassion, and generosity. Through personal stories from their own lives as well as conversations between them during their week-long meeting in India in 2015, they share wisdom on how to find lasting happiness. The authors begin by discussing the importance of having a positive outlook or perspective when facing life's challenges. They emphasize that we must learn to accept our circumstances without judgment or attachment so that we can move forward with greater clarity and understanding. Humility is also important because it allows us to recognize our limitations while still striving for excellence. Humor helps us cope with difficult situations by providing relief from stress and anxiety. Acceptance is another key factor for finding joy. This means accepting ourselves as well as others despite any differences or disagreements we may have. Forgiveness plays an important role too. It enables us to let go of past hurts so that we can focus on living more fully in the present moment. Gratitude helps us appreciate what we have instead of focusing on what we lack, which leads to greater contentment. Compassion involves recognizing our shared humanity with all people regardless of race or religion, while generosity encourages us to give freely without expecting anything in return, which brings about feelings of connection and fulfillment within ourselves. Overall, the Book of Joy provides readers with valuable insight into how they can cultivate true happiness no matter what life throws at them through these 8 pillars discussed throughout its pages. It serves as a reminder that joy is possible if one has faith and courage enough to seek it out amidst life struggles. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Compassion is the foundation of joy. Compassion is the foundation of joy, and it is essential to cultivate it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how to cultivate compassion and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 2. Gratitude is essential to joy. Gratitude is essential to joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how to cultivate gratitude and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 3. Generosity is a key to joy. Generosity is a key to joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how to cultivate generosity and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 4. Forgiveness is a path to joy. Forgiveness is a path to joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how to cultivate forgiveness and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 5. Humility is a source of joy. Humility is a source of joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how to cultivate humility and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 6. Patience is a gateway to joy. Patience is a gateway to joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how to cultivate patience and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 7. Acceptance is a prerequisite for joy. Acceptance is a prerequisite for joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu to discuss how to cultivate acceptance and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 8. Letting go is a key to joy, letting go is a key to joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu to discuss how to cultivate letting go and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 9. Mindfulness is a tool for joy, mindfulness is a tool for joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu to discuss how to cultivate mindfulness and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 10. Love is a foundation of joy, love is a foundation of joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu to discuss how to cultivate love and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 11. Humor is a source of joy, humor is a source of joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu to discuss how to cultivate humor and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 12. Connecting with nature is a path to joy, connecting with nature is a path to joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu to discuss how to cultivate a connection with nature and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 13. Self-reflection is a tool for joy, self-reflection is a tool for joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu to discuss how to cultivate self-reflection and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 14. Generating positive emotions is a key to joy, generating positive emotions is a key to joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu to discuss how to cultivate positive emotions and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 15. Practicing equanimity is a gateway to joy, practicing equanimity is a gateway to joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu to discuss how to cultivate equanimity and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 16. Developing inner peace is a prerequisite for joy, developing inner peace is a prerequisite for joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu to discuss how to cultivate inner peace and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 17. Cultivating wisdom is a source of joy, cultivating wisdom is a source of joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu to discuss how to cultivate wisdom and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 18. Practicing compassion is a foundation of joy, practicing compassion is a foundation of joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu to discuss how to cultivate compassion and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 19. Developing resilience is a tool for joy, developing resilience is a tool for joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu to discuss how to cultivate resilience and how it can lead to joy. Main idea number 20. Cultivating contentment is a key to joy, cultivating contentment is a key to joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu to discuss how to cultivate contentment and how it can lead to joy. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Compassion is the foundation of joy. It is essential to cultivate compassion in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu to discuss how to cultivate compassion and how it can lead to joy. When we feel love and kindness toward others, it not only makes others feel loved and cared for, but it helps us also to develop inner happiness and peace, says the Dalai Lama. He explains that when we are compassionate towards ourselves as well as others, our minds become more peaceful because we no longer focus on our own suffering or problems. Archbishop Tutu adds that compassion brings us closer together, it allows us to recognize our common humanity. He believes that by understanding each other's struggles, we can create a sense of connection with one another which leads to greater empathy and understanding. By cultivating compassion within ourselves, we can open up new pathways of joy in our lives. We will be able to find true contentment through connecting with those around us in meaningful ways. Main idea number 2. Gratitude is essential to joy. It is a powerful emotion that can help us appreciate the good in our lives and be content with what we have. When we practice gratitude, it helps us focus on the positive aspects of life rather than dwelling on negative experiences or feelings. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how to cultivate gratitude in their book The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World. They explain that when we are grateful for something, it brings us joy because it allows us to recognize all the blessings in our lives. Gratitude also encourages us to take action and make changes so that we can experience more happiness. By practicing gratitude regularly, we can learn to appreciate even small moments of joy and find peace within ourselves. This will lead to lasting happiness as opposed to fleeting pleasure from material possessions or external sources. Ultimately, cultivating an attitude of gratitude is essential if one wants true joy. Main idea number 3. Generosity is a key to joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how cultivating generosity can lead to joy in their book The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World. They explain that when we give freely without expecting anything in return, our hearts open up and we become more connected with others. This connection brings us closer together as human beings, which leads to greater understanding and compassion for one another. The Dalai Lama also explains that by giving generously, we are able to break down the barriers between ourselves and others. We learn how interconnected our lives truly are, which helps us appreciate what we have instead of focusing on what we lack. Generosity allows us to recognize the abundance around us rather than feeling deprived or lacking something. Archbishop Tutu further emphasizes that generosity should not be limited only towards material possessions, it should extend into other areas such as time, energy, knowledge, or skills. By sharing these resources with those who need them most, we can create meaningful relationships with people from all walks of life. Ultimately, practicing generosity will bring about true joy because it encourages empathy and understanding among individuals while creating strong connections within communities. When everyone works together for the common good of humanity, then real progress can be made towards achieving lasting peace and happiness. Main idea number 4. Forgiveness is a path to joy, and it is essential for lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how to cultivate forgiveness in their book The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World. They explain that when we forgive, we free ourselves from the burden of resentment and anger that can weigh us down. We also open our hearts to compassion, understanding, and empathy for others. The Dalai Lama explains that by forgiving those who have wronged us, we are able to let go of our pain and suffering. This allows us to move forward with greater peace of mind and joy in our lives. He further states that forgiveness does not mean condoning what has happened, rather it means accepting reality as it is, Dalai Lama. Archbishop Tutu adds that forgiveness helps us heal emotionally from past hurts so we can live more fully in the present moment without being weighed down by negative emotions or thoughts about the past. He believes this leads to true joy because, when you forgive someone else, you set yourself free, Tutu. By practicing forgiveness on a regular basis, we can experience greater levels of joy in life. It takes courage and effort but ultimately leads to freedom from pain and suffering while allowing us to embrace love, understanding, compassion, empathy, and ultimately, joy. Main idea number 5. Humility is a source of joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how cultivating humility can lead to joy. They explain that when we are humble, we recognize our own limitations and accept the fact that there are things beyond our control. This allows us to be more open-minded and compassionate towards others, which leads to greater understanding and connection with those around us. The Dalai Lama also emphasizes the importance of being content with what you have rather than constantly striving for more. He believes this attitude helps us appreciate life's simple pleasures instead of always wanting something bigger or better. By recognizing our blessings, we can find joy in even the smallest moments. Finally, both leaders agree that humility should not be confused with low self-esteem or lack of confidence. Rather, it is about having an accurate view of ourselves without becoming overly attached to either positive or negative aspects. When we cultivate humility within ourselves, we become less judgmental towards others as well as ourselves, which ultimately leads to greater peace and joy. Main idea number 6. Patience is a key to unlocking joy. It can be difficult to practice patience in the face of adversity, but it is essential for finding lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how cultivating patience can lead to joy in their book The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World. They explain that when we are patient with ourselves and others, we create an environment where love and understanding can flourish. The Dalai Lama explains that patience means accepting that sometimes things take time and encourages us to accept our circumstances without judgment or frustration. He also emphasizes the importance of being kind towards ourselves as well as others, which helps us stay focused on what truly matters, our relationships with those around us. Archbishop Desmond Tutu adds his own wisdom by saying, "Patience gives you time to reflect on your actions before making decisions, so that we don't act out of anger or fear." He believes this allows us to make better choices for ourselves and those around us, leading ultimately to greater peace and contentment. By practicing patience, we open up the possibility for joy in our lives. We learn how to accept life's challenges without becoming overwhelmed by them. Instead, we use them as opportunities for growth and self-discovery. Main idea number 7. Acceptance is a prerequisite for joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how to cultivate acceptance and how it can lead to joy. According to the two spiritual leaders, accepting life as it comes with all its ups and downs helps us find peace within ourselves. They suggest that we should accept our own limitations, mistakes, failures, successes, strengths, and weaknesses without judgment or criticism. The Dalai Lama believes that when we accept our circumstances rather than trying to change them or resist them, we open up space for joy in our lives. He encourages us not only to accept what has happened but also what will happen in the future, to be present with whatever arises without fear or anxiety. Archbishop Tutu adds that by practicing acceptance of others' differences from us, their beliefs, values, and opinions, we create an environment where love can flourish. He suggests that if we are able to embrace diversity instead of rejecting it out of fear or prejudice, then this too will bring more joy into our lives. Main idea number 8. Letting go is a key to joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how letting go can lead to joy. When we let go of our attachment to the outcome, when we accept that life will unfold as it should, then we are free from worry and anxiety. We can be content with whatever comes our way. This attitude of acceptance brings us peace and joy, the Book of Joy. In order for us to truly let go, we must first recognize what is causing us pain or suffering. Once identified, we must learn how to detach ourselves from these negative emotions by understanding their impermanence, that they will eventually pass away if given enough time. Additionally, learning how to forgive ourselves and others helps us move on from difficult situations more easily. Finally, practicing mindfulness allows us to observe our thoughts without judgment or attachment so that we can better understand why certain things cause us distress or discomfort. By doing this regularly over time, letting go becomes easier until eventually it becomes second nature. Letting go is an essential part of finding true joy in life, however, it takes practice before one can fully reap its benefits. With patience and dedication, though, anyone can learn how to cultivate this skill in order to achieve lasting happiness. Main idea number 9. Mindfulness is a tool for joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how mindfulness can lead to joy in their book The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World. They explain that by being mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, we can become aware of the present moment without judgment or attachment. This allows us to be more open-minded and compassionate towards ourselves and others. The Dalai Lama suggests that when we are mindful, we can recognize our own suffering as well as the suffering of those around us. By understanding this shared human experience, we can cultivate empathy, which leads to greater compassion for ourselves and others. He also explains that through mindfulness practices such as meditation or yoga, we can learn how to let go of negative emotions like anger or fear so that they don't take over our lives. Archbishop Tutu emphasizes the importance of gratitude when practicing mindfulness. He believes that by recognizing all the good things in life, even small moments, we will be able to find joy even during difficult times. Through cultivating an attitude of gratitude along with other mindfulness practices such as meditation or yoga, one can begin experiencing true joy on a daily basis. Main idea number 10. Love is a powerful emotion that can bring joy and happiness to our lives. It is the foundation of all relationships, whether it be between family members, friends, or even strangers. When we practice love in our daily lives, it helps us to create meaningful connections with others and brings us closer together. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how cultivating love can lead to lasting joy in their book The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World. They explain that when we open ourselves up to loving others unconditionally, without judgment or expectation, then we are able to experience true joy. This kind of love requires patience and understanding, but ultimately leads us towards greater peace and contentment. By practicing love on a regular basis, we can build strong foundations for lasting happiness. We must remember that although life may have its ups and downs, if we focus on cultivating an attitude of unconditional love, then this will help us find true joy no matter what circumstances arise. Main idea number 11. Humor is a source of joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how humor can be used as an effective tool for cultivating joy. They explain that laughter helps us to connect with others, lightens our burdens, and brings us closer together. Humor also allows us to take a step back from difficult situations and view them from a different perspective. The Dalai Lama believes that humor should not be taken too seriously, instead we should use it as an opportunity for self-reflection. He encourages people to laugh at themselves when they make mistakes or find themselves in awkward situations. This helps us learn from our experiences without taking ourselves too seriously. Archbishop Tutu emphasizes the importance of using humor responsibly by avoiding jokes that are hurtful or offensive towards others. He explains that while some forms of comedy may bring temporary pleasure, they can cause long-term harm if used inappropriately. Humor is an essential part of life and has the power to bring joy into even the darkest moments. By learning how to use it wisely, we can create meaningful connections with those around us while still finding ways to enjoy life's lighter side. Main idea number 12. Connecting with nature is a path to joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how connecting with nature can lead to joy. They suggest that by taking time each day for contemplation of the beauty of nature, we can cultivate an appreciation for its wonders and develop a deeper connection with our environment. This connection will bring us closer to the natural world around us, allowing us to feel more connected and at peace. The Dalai Lama also suggests that when we take time out from our busy lives, we should spend some of this time outdoors in nature. He believes that being surrounded by trees or plants helps us become aware of the interconnectedness between all living things on Earth. By recognizing this interconnection, we are able to appreciate the beauty of life itself, which brings about feelings of joy. Archbishop Desmond Tutu encourages people not only to observe but also interact with their environment as much as possible. He believes that engaging in activities such as gardening or bird watching allows one's spirit to be nourished through contact with other forms of life. Through these interactions, he says one can gain insight into their own inner self while simultaneously developing a greater understanding and respect for all living things. Main idea number 13. Self-reflection is a powerful tool for joy. It involves taking the time to reflect on our lives, our experiences, and our relationships with others. This can help us gain insight into ourselves and how we interact with the world around us. By reflecting on these things, we can learn more about what brings us joy and what causes us pain. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss in the Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World, how self-reflection can lead to lasting happiness. They suggest that by looking inwardly at ourselves, we can identify areas where we need improvement or growth. We can also recognize patterns of behavior that are not beneficial to our well-being or those around us. By engaging in self-reflection regularly, it becomes easier to make changes that will bring greater joy into our lives. We become aware of habits or beliefs that may be holding us back from experiencing true contentment and peace within ourselves. Self-reflection helps create an environment where positive change is possible. Main idea number 14. Generating positive emotions is a key to joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how to cultivate positive emotions and how it can lead to joy. They suggest that we should focus on cultivating gratitude, compassion, forgiveness, generosity, humility, humor, and acceptance of ourselves as well as others. These are all qualities that help us create an atmosphere of positivity which leads us towards greater joy. The Dalai Lama also suggests that we should be mindful of our thoughts and feelings so that we can recognize when negative emotions arise. We must then take steps to replace those negative thoughts with more positive ones in order for us to move forward with a sense of contentment. This could involve taking time out for self-care or engaging in activities such as meditation or yoga, which have been proven effective at reducing stress levels. By actively working on generating positive emotions within ourselves, we can begin the journey towards true joy. It may not happen overnight, but by consistently practicing these techniques over time, you will start noticing changes in your outlook on life. Main idea number 15. Practicing equanimity is a gateway to joy. Equanimity is the ability to remain calm and composed in the face of life's ups and downs, no matter what happens. It allows us to accept whatever comes our way with grace and understanding, without getting overwhelmed or attached. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how cultivating equanimity can lead to joy in their book, The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World. The Dalai Lama explains that when we practice equanimity, it helps us stay focused on the present moment instead of worrying about the future or ruminating over past events. This enables us to be more mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions so that we can make better decisions for ourselves. He also emphasizes that practicing equanimity does not mean suppressing emotions, rather it means being able to observe them objectively without letting them take control. Archbishop Tutu adds that by developing an attitude of acceptance towards all situations, both good and bad, we are able to find peace within ourselves even during difficult times. He believes this inner peace leads directly to joy because it gives us a sense of contentment regardless of external circumstances. Ultimately, practicing equanimity is essential if we want lasting happiness in our lives. By learning how to stay balanced amidst life's highs and lows, we open up a gateway for true joy. Main idea number 16. Developing inner peace is a prerequisite for joy. It requires us to be mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions in order to create an environment that allows us to experience true happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how cultivating inner peace can lead to joy in their book, The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World. They suggest that we practice mindfulness by being aware of our thoughts and emotions without judgment or attachment. This helps us become more accepting of ourselves and others. The two spiritual leaders also emphasized the importance of compassion as part of developing inner peace. Compassion involves understanding the suffering experienced by others, feeling empathy towards them, and taking action when possible to alleviate their pain. This kind of selfless behavior leads not only to greater contentment within oneself but also brings about positive change in the world around us. Ultimately, developing inner peace is essential for experiencing lasting joy because it enables us to live with intentionality rather than simply reacting out of habit or emotion. When we are able to cultivate a sense of calmness within ourselves through mindfulness and compassion, we open up new possibilities for living life with purposeful joy. Main idea number 17. Cultivating wisdom is a source of joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how cultivating wisdom can lead to joy. They explain that by understanding the nature of reality, we can learn to accept life's difficulties with equanimity and find peace within ourselves. This allows us to be more compassionate towards others, which leads us closer towards true joy. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu also emphasized the importance of developing an attitude of gratitude for all that we have in our lives. By recognizing our blessings, we are able to appreciate what we have instead of focusing on what we lack or want. This helps us cultivate contentment and inner peace. Finally, they suggest that practicing mindfulness can help us become aware of our thoughts and feelings so that we can respond rather than react when faced with difficult situations. Mindfulness enables us to stay present in the moment without getting caught up in worries about the future or regrets from the past. By following these teachings from the Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World by Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu, one can begin their journey towards cultivating wisdom as a source of joy. Main idea number 18. Practicing compassion is a foundation of joy. It is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how to cultivate compassion and how it can lead to joy in their book, The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World. They explain that when we are compassionate towards ourselves and others, our hearts open up with love and understanding. This allows us to be more connected with the world around us, which leads to greater feelings of contentment. Compassion also helps us become aware of our own suffering as well as the suffering of those around us. When we recognize this shared pain, we can respond with kindness instead of judgment or criticism. We can then use this awareness as an opportunity for growth by learning from our mistakes and striving for improvement. By practicing compassion on a regular basis, we create an environment where joy can flourish. We learn how to forgive ourselves and others while still holding them accountable for their actions. We also develop empathy so that we may better understand each other's perspectives without judgment or prejudice. Ultimately, practicing compassion is essential if one wishes to find true joy in life. By cultivating kindness within ourselves and extending it outwards towards others, we create an atmosphere where everyone feels safe enough to express themselves authentically without fear or shame. Main idea number 19. Developing resilience is a tool for joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how to cultivate resilience as a way of finding joy. They explain that resilience can be developed through cultivating an attitude of acceptance, understanding the impermanence of life, developing compassion for oneself and others, learning from mistakes, being mindful of one's thoughts and emotions, having faith in something greater than oneself, connecting with nature or spiritual practices such as meditation or prayer. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu also emphasized the importance of taking action when faced with difficult situations. Taking action helps us build our inner strength so we can better cope with challenges. It also allows us to take control over our lives instead of feeling helpless or overwhelmed by circumstances beyond our control. Finally, they suggest that we should focus on what brings us joy rather than dwelling on negative experiences. This means actively seeking out activities that bring us pleasure, such as spending time with friends or family members who make us feel good about ourselves. Main idea number 20. Cultivating contentment is a key to joy, and it is important to practice it in order to experience lasting happiness. The Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu discuss how cultivating contentment can lead to joy in their book The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World. They explain that by recognizing the good things we have, rather than focusing on what we don't have or what we want, we can cultivate an attitude of gratitude which leads us towards greater contentment. This helps us appreciate our lives more fully and find joy even when faced with difficult circumstances. The authors also suggest that learning how to accept life as it is instead of trying to control everything around us will help us become more contented. By letting go of expectations and accepting reality for what it is, we can be at peace with ourselves and our situation. Additionally, they emphasize the importance of being kinder towards ourselves by practicing self-compassion so that we are not constantly judging or criticizing ourselves. Ultimately, cultivating contentment requires effort, but if done correctly, can lead one down the path towards true joy. It involves taking time each day for reflection on all the positive aspects of life while also allowing yourself space for growth without judgment. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.